Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships. Okay, now we get to go behind the scenes.
Okay, yeah, what do you
good questions.
No, just a few more fun ones. So I'd love to know, what has been the biggest challenge that the two of you have faced in your relationship? And then what did you do to overcome it?
You want to go first?
What is our biggest challenge?
Yeah, our challenge is related to other people. Other people that is
close to us.
We used to have a lot of like partnerships in business, and we had very toxic relationship in terms of business. We have business partner who is very malicious, manipulative, and I think that is our biggest challenge. Not in terms of if we don't have money, we can always find money. If we have problem with each other, we can always improve. But when it comes to other people, like a third party, it becomes very challenging for us as well. We had that one time relationship where we had that kind of a very narcissist or manipulative kind of a partner, business partner who says something else and they do something else and they backstab us. They will go behind our back and talk to other people and instigate the people in our business community. Yeah. That was a real challenge for me. That was one of the worst challenges that I faced as well, you know? Yeah.
And how did the two, and what did you guys do to overcome that? How did you two work together to get through that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what, and it didn't just happen one time. But there were a few others. So what we didn't do before was to really set boundaries. Yeah, so we were like, we work with everybody, you know, let's partner and all that kind of thing. Get so excited and do stuff. And then that was when you see things happen. Especially when money comes in, right? And then after that, I also see that it could have a toll. Also, it affected our relationships because of why do you allow this person the space and all that. So what we did was to really set strict boundaries now. If you want to work with us, this is what's required. This is we put real terms and conditions. Like before that, we were like really loose and we work with everyone and all that. No, but now since then, you know, I think that helped a lot because now we attract only like quality people. People who are really serious who want to really work with us.
And we do what we call a ghost pass. Ghost pass is, that means what we do is when we talk to a person like a potential partner or whatever it is, we tell them upfront what are the challenges that we had in the past. So if that person is that have a bad intention, immediately they know that it's them. You know, they will automatically back up. They will not be able to continue their relationship with us.
Yeah.
But if they are the people who are open-minded and they know they are value-based, then they will be able to resonate with what we are telling them. They will not take it very personally or very emotionally. They will say, I think you guys are right. And then I love what you guys are sharing because we also had the same similar problems as well. You know? Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Beautiful.
I want to talk a little bit about intimacy. And intimacy in a relationship is vital. And it can come in a lot of different forms. And so, Zeal, I'd love to know from you, what do you need from Murshida to achieve the highest level of intimacy?
Okay. So when I was growing up, I don't really have a lot of physical intimacy because I'm the type of person, I'm a very like, you know, those kind of romantic guys. You know, I like when I have a girlfriend, I like to give flowers, I love hugs, I love kisses, that kind of thing, right? So I didn't really have that growing up when I was growing up. So I would love to have more of that with Murshida. So we do have our hugs and kisses as well, but I would love to have like more like being very open-minded without being so like people like thinking about people judge us because our Asian culture, sometimes people see hugging and kissing in public as a weakness. So I want to be able to dispel that and saying that no, actually hug and kisses, as long as you're doing with the right person, the person that you love, is actually very empowering because when people see a couple that is loving and as respect of each other, they will be empowered to do that the same with their family. And why I see a lot of problems in the families, like we do a lot of programs with marginalized and problematic students, right? The main problem that we always see coming over and over again is because of the parenting, lack of love, lack of hugs, lack of physical contact. And that's why the children becomes like that. Mm-hmm. So that's why when we do that among ourselves, we have that kind of intimacy, we will empower other people to follow that as well. And it will solve a lot of problems in our society. So I would like, sure. I would love to have that, you know, and we, my vision or my dream is that even we are 60, 70 years old, we are still hugging each other, we are still holding hands, yeah. when we walk, you know, that kind of thing, you know, so people will be inspired to be just like what we are in our lives. Yeah.
Yes. That's a beautiful love language. Yeah. Physical touch is very important. Mm. So how about for you, Murshida? What do you need from Zeal to attain the highest level of intimacy?
Yeah, physical touch is your love language. Yeah. Mine is acts of service. I didn't realize that, but Zil knew. He said, your love language is acts of service. As long as I do something for you, you'll be like, ah, I'm so coffee.
That's okay.
She's angry. I give her a table, a dish, and she totally keep quiet.
Yeah, I'm like happy already. So very, and he says, very easy to make me laugh or be happy, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it is acts of service, and I think it's different for different people. What I realized also is like, yeah, for Zil it's more physical touch. If I do, if I give him the same love language that I have, it may not work as well. So yeah, I believe that really helped in our relationship. Yeah.
Okay.
The acts of service.
Yeah. I love that. I've got a question for you, and this is a fill in the blank. And Murshida, I'm going to start with you. I want you to fill in the blank for me. The key to a successful marriage is blank.
Oh, the key to a successful marriage is communication. Actually, I was thinking of fun, but it came out. Yeah, I think that resonates. It's communication. Yeah,
communication.
For me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Zeal, to you. The key to a successful marriage is blank.
Is even before getting married, right? We must understand our couple. What is their strength? What is their weaknesses, right? Like if sometimes, like when we meet somebody, right, that sometimes we love them because we get attracted by their, you know, whatever it is, their strength and all that. But then there are certain things that they do that is unacceptable, that we cannot accept, right? So if we move forward based on that, we're going to have a lot of problems later on. So for me, it's identifying whatever is the strengths and weaknesses and whether we can tolerate with the weakness or not. Like for me, unacceptable is a woman who smokes. I cannot go with a woman that smokes because I'm a very healthy person. I believe in taking care of my health. So if I have, like, when I was looking for a life partner, I say if any one of the women that I'm friends with, they have the smoking, like that kind of habit, then they won't be in my criteria of a life partner. They'll be just friends, you know, they'll just be my friends or colleagues. But if I want to find a woman, we must have that communication upfront. Like, couples must really, like, you plan, you take 1 year or 6 months to plan a wedding, right? But you don't even take some time to plan your own life after the wedding. That's what a lot of mistakes that people make. They don't really plan that part, that important part of understanding their life partner. And when later on, when they get married, they have that problems, it becomes like a monster that grows, right? It's very hard to overcome, and that's why they have a lot of problems. But if they are very transparent, like Murshida, one thing I like about Murshida, when we met, she was very transparent. She shared a lot of things about herself. She did not try to cover her weaknesses, try to be like all the cutesy and very nice. She showed me her true self. And right up front, I a lot of things that she did, right? So then I say, okay, can I accept this or not? You know? And I told myself I can accept it. So then that's why we can move forward. But if I couldn't accept it, then I would tell her that it's not working out, you know. But that's why when we were very transparent and we know each other's strength and weakness, that is one of the key to successful marriage.
Sure. Yeah. Really getting deep. It sounds like, yeah, I love the advice of saying you have to get deep quick and really know not just the good and the rosy and what seems nice, but kind of the warts, maybe some of the things that might be a little tougher. I love that. That's great advice. Well, thank you. Is there anything else that you want to, any other inquiring mind questions?
I have one last question I would love to ask. It's one of my favorites, actually.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you, Zeal, first, what is the one thing that Murshida does that just lights you up and makes your heart smile?
For me, it's ever since the beginning of our relationship, what attracted me to her was very high energy. She has this, like, when I met her, right, we met in a Toastmasters club. It's a public speaking club, right?
So aware of that, yes.
Yeah, everybody got a turn to speak, right? And when the moment Murshida stand up and spoke, it's like a radar that came out in my system, right? I said, this girl is very special. It's something, somebody very unique. right? So then, because at that point of time, I had very low self-esteem. At that point of time, I was at the lowest point of my life. I had lost all my life savings. I was having problems in my home, as my family as well. So I did not think I was worthy of her, you know. But when I wanted to get to know her was maybe I can do some business with her, you know, that kind of business relationship. But when I got to know her and I found her level of energy, she was like a ball of energy and she was very visionary. And that what made me fall in love with her, you know, like her energy.
Her high energy.
High energy and her happiness, her joyfulness. That was what I wanted in her.
That's great. It's infectious.
It's very infectious. Yes. We feel and see it too.
I know. And so how about for you, Murshida? If you... had to tell me what just lights you up about Zia. What is one thing that he does that just makes you smile?
Oh, what I love about him is that he's always like very grounded. He's very grounded and he'll be like always everything that I do, he always relates it back to God, to our purpose. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, this is something that, you know, this is something I really believe in as well, like, God first, right? So every time he does that, it's like it really warms my heart. Yeah, it's a big reminder of, you know, why I'm here, my purpose, why we are actually here on earth, what's our role here on earth. And I know that is to me really important, especially in a marriage where, you know, it's, you know, to be spiritual, to be living for God and doing our best for our Almighty. And that is what I love about Zil, that really, you know, grounds me. So, you know, even if we get I get upset or angry and all that, it's always back to purpose, back to, yeah.
Grounded. That's great.
I really appreciate that. And I really love him for that. And he's also full of love. You know, he vibrates love. So it's nice.
That's beautiful.
Makes me high energy. That's why.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both very much. This has been a lot of fun for us. And we're just so grateful for your time, for you getting up early, getting a hotel room. You're very special people. Thank you.
Very sweet. We love getting to know you all. And thank you for letting us in and sharing with our listeners. We look forward to sharing this episode with everybody. And we're just, thank you for your time. Namaste. Thank you.
We're very grateful to have the chance to share and also add value as well.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you all soon.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.